Well, welcome to All Saints Day. It's also the last week of stewardship, month or season? I'll talk about stewardship, I promise. But I'm going to hold that for the announcements. I want to talk about this day, All Saints Day. This is the day when we remember the heroes of our faith, like those early saints who walked with Jesus, saints like St. Mary and St. Peter and the other apostles, or like those who lived centuries after Jesus, like our namesake from St. Augustine. And I've always said this before, if you don't know, St. Augustine is a city in Florida. St. Augustine is in heaven. If you want to know how to say it properly, that's St. Augustine of Hippo, or St. Francis of Assisi, or Ignatius of St. Ignatius Loyola, or St. Joan of Arc. Names you probably know at least a little bit, or the names of people, saints that lived in our time. Names like St. Teresa of Calcutta, known as Mother Teresa. And literally thousands and thousands of other less well-known but still preserved in the halls of church history, saints. These women and men were of strong virtue, profound faith, deep-seated honor, and sometimes heroic courage. And we owe a debt of gratitude to them for their example of godly living and sometimes godly dying. Years ago, when I was a kid, and I think maybe some of you will have a similar experience. Years ago, when I was a kid, I remember All Saints Day. The Sunday school class would dress up like saints. And they would parade around the sanctuary. You could see, and they were just small. They were like mini, miniature St. George, who had a cardboard sword and a cardboard dragon. You could see little mini St. Mark that was dressed like a winged lion. You could see a little miniature St. Peter was dressed like a fisherman and was holding a cardboard fish in one hand and a fistful of keys in the other. And I remember one was a little mini St. Patrick who had a oversized shamrock and in one hand, and in his other hand he had a rubber snake. And there was always that one little girl who got to be St. Joan of Arc, and she always was dressed in a tinfoil suit of armor and a sword. Those were my memories of All Saints. I hope that you have those memories as well. And while we were parading up and down the aisles, we would join the chorus of the song, "I Sing a Song of the Saints of God." You know, remember that one? I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. And one was a doctor, right? And one was a queen. And one was a shepherdess on the green. And I didn't know what a shepherdess was. And I didn't know what she could possibly be doing on the golf course. But I was keen to sing along. They were, all of them, saints of God, and I mean to God helping to be one too. And when I was a kid, I really liked that part about one of the saints being slain by a fierce, wild beast. I thought, that is so cool. The older I got, though, the less vigorously I sang that part. There's not any reason, no, not the least, that I shouldn't be one too. I wasn't so sure about that. Today, what I love the most about this day and that song is its last verse, actually. Not about the heroes of the faith, but the everyday saints. That's what we so often miss, I think, about this day. We remember the heroes and we forget the everyday saints. And so it bears repeating on this day especially that you are a saint. You are a saint. The word saint comes from Latin, of course. It feels like all words come from Latin. Come from the word sanctus, which we sing from time to time. And that word comes from a Greek word called hagios, or hagia. And it means simply someone or something set apart as holy. It is an ancient idea from the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament that things and people can be set apart as holy. So we talk about holy land and holy priesthood and holy temple. And so it goes with the New Testament. Those who were simply dedicated to the teachings of Christ were frequently called saints. Not because they were heroic, but because they were set apart for a holy purpose. And that's you. What set them apart was that they were trying to their best to follow in Jesus' footsteps, just like you are. We hear it in the New Testament, in the story in Acts about Paul's conversion. Remember that, when he was on the road to Damascus, and Jesus came in a dream to a disciple in Damascus called Ananias. And Jesus asked Ananias to help Paul. But Ananias didn't want to help Paul because he knew what Paul had done, as the scripture says, how much evil Paul has done to the saints in Jerusalem, right? In another part of Acts, Paul confesses that before his conversion, again, he, Paul, put many of the saints in prison. And they were put to death. Their crime was simply believing in Jesus and trying to follow him. They weren't heroes, at least not yet. Saint, the word saint meant someone set apart for a holy purpose. That was them, and that is you. 6 of Paul's letters to the churches in the Bible are addressed to the saints in such and so city. For instance, to all of those who are in Rome called saints, this is a letter to you. Or to the assembly of God that is in Corinth, called saints. And on it goes in those letters. In Ephesus, and twice in Corinth, and Colossae. Those letters are addressed to the saints, not heroes, just people trying to follow the way. He calls them saints. And that is, by the way, the reason that I call you saints every time I preach. Because that is what you are. You are a saint if you are earnestly trying to follow Jesus. Saints, you are saints. Now do your best to live up to the name. And when you fail, and I fail, and we will, we simply have to fall on grace again and try again. That's the life of Christian discipleship. Because, as the song says, saints lived not only in ages past, there are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You know how it goes. You can meet them in school or in lanes or at sea, in church or in trains or in shops or at tea. For the saints of God are just like me. And I mean to be one too. And I hope you will too, saints. Amen.